Laughter therapy finds particularly relevant application in rehabilitation and re-education centers, where it provides numerous benefits for the physical, mental, and social well-being of patients. Faced with the challenges of rehabilitation, such as pain, loss of independence, or discouragement, laughter appears as a valuable tool to stimulate healing, personal development, and social connection. Physically, regular practice of laughter exercises helps to relieve chronic pain, to relax contracted muscles, and to stimulate the production of endorphins, the body's natural painkillers. Laughter also acts as a real internal gymnastics by oxygenating the body, strengthening the abdominals and the diaphragm, essential for good motor recovery. Studies have shown that patients who participate in laughter workshops during their rehabilitation better perceive their bodies, recover quicker, and regain more independence in their movements. Mentally, laughter is a great antidote against stress, anxiety, and depression that can accompany a long and testing rehabilitation process. By stimulating the production of serotonin and dopamine, it creates a sense of well-being and motivation that helps to combat discouragement and maintain commitment to the care plan. Laughter also promotes resilience by allowing one to distance oneself from difficulties and mobilize positive resources. Regular laughter workshops can thus help prevent psychiatric complications and strengthen the patient's commitment to their rehabilitation. But it's especially on a relational and social level that laughter therapy makes the most sense in rehabilitation. By sharing a moment of laughter and lightness, patients escape isolation, create bonds, and feel part of a shared community. Group laughter workshops are an opportunity to relax, encourage each other, and regain the pleasure of being together beyond the disability. For those whose self-image and confidence are often hampered, laughter provides a space of freedom and self-affirmation. For caregivers and rehabilitators, often faced with patients' physical and moral suffering, laughter therapy is a precious tool for stress management and professional burnout prevention. By learning to cultivate laughter and joy even in difficult times, they develop greater emotional resilience and a better quality of presence with patients. Laughter also allows them to defuse certain situations, invigorate sessions, and strengthen the therapeutic alliance. In practical terms, laughter therapy can take various forms in rehabilitation centers. Weekly group laughter workshops, led by trained practitioners and adapted to participants' motor capabilities. Laughter breaks of a few minutes integrated into physiotherapy or occupational therapy sessions to relax and energize. Individual interventions by clowns or laughter therapists at the bedside of bedridden patients. Laughter space is set up with props, games, and humorous books available. Training caregivers on the therapeutic virtues of laughter and the facilitation of adapted exercises. Among the exercises particularly suitable for rehabilitation, we can mention laughter breathing exercises, either lying down or sitting, which strengthen the ventilatory function and the mobility of the diaphragm. Stretches and self-massages associated with laughter which relieve muscle tension. Laughter games involving movement that improve coordination, balance, and joint amplitude. Humorous visualizations which help to relax and positively project oneself into rehabilitation. Collective laughter challenges which stimulate personal growth and group cohesion. To be fully beneficial, it's important that laughter therapy is integrated into the personalized care plan of each patient and coordinated with the interdisciplinary team. It requires a safe and adapted frame, where laughter is a kind invitation and not a demand. Caregivers play a crucial role in promoting the benefits of laughter, identifying the patients who need it most, and creating spaces conducive to its expression. Many pioneering rehabilitation centers like the Gingras Lindsay Rehabilitation Institute in Montreal, Canada, the University Hospital Center in Grenoble, France, or the Rehabilitation Center of Coubert in the Parisian region have made laughter a cornerstone of their humanistic and global approach to care, with very positive feedback from patients, families, and teams. They testify to the need to re-enchant care places and to instill more joy in life into them to promote rehabilitation. Real-life example. At the University Hospital Center in Grenoble, weekly laughology workshops are offered to neurological rehabilitation patients. Led by a trained art therapist, they combine laughter exercises with creative and physically expressive ones. Patients testify to an improvement in their morale, dynamism, and confidence to face rehabilitation challenges. The healthcare team observes better participation in treatments, and a lighter and more friendly atmosphere in the department since the implementation of this program. In conclusion, by bringing more lightness and joy of living into the rehabilitation journey, laughter therapy constitutes a wonderful complementary approach in service of the well-being and resilience of patients. It's an innovative and humanistic practice, turning rehabilitation centers into real places of life and hope, where we take care of bodies and hearts with a smile. Points to remember. Laughter therapy is particularly relevant in rehabilitation and re-education centers, where it provides numerous benefits for the physical, mental, and social well-being of patients. Physically, laughter relieves chronic pain, relaxes muscles, stimulates the production of endorphins, and acts as internal gymnastics, which oxygenates the body and strengthens the abdominals and diaphragm. Mentally, laughter is an antidote to stress, anxiety, and depression. It stimulates the production of serotonin and dopamine, creates a sense of well-being and motivation, and promotes resilience. On a relational and social level, laughter allows patients to escape isolation, create bonds, and regain the pleasure of being together beyond the disability. For caregivers, laughter therapy is a stress management tool, a preventative measure against professional burnout, and a way of strengthening the therapeutic alliance. Laughter therapy can take various forms: group workshops, laughter breaks during sessions, clown interventions, arranged laughter spaces, caregiver trainings. Suitable exercises in rehabilitation include laughter breathing, stretches and self-massages associated with laughter, laughter games involving movement, humorous visualizations, and collective laughter challenges. For optimal benefit, laughter therapy should be integrated into each patient's personalized care plan and coordinated with the interdisciplinary team. Numerous pioneering rehabilitation centers have made laughter a cornerstone of their humanistic and global approach to care, receiving positive feedback from patients, families, and teams.